In the church today, we talk a lot about how God is loving, holy, omnipresent, all-powerful, faithful, just, and true. But we rarely, if ever, talk about the fact that we worship a God who works. Yet, that is the very first thing God revealed about himself in Scripture. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God was productive. In the beginning, God worked. In the first pages of Genesis, we see God working with his words and his hands. We see him joyfully engaged in the work of creating. It's significant to note that the Hebrew word malacha, which we translate work in this verse, is also used to describe human work throughout the Old Testament. Every other religion says that the gods created human beings to work and serve the gods. Only the Bible says that God himself worked to serve us. This radical truth is foundational to how we, God's image bearers, should think about our work today. Work isn't a necessary evil or a meaningless means to an end. Work is dignified, meaningful, and good in and of itself. More than that, work is God-like and a way that we reflect his character to those around us. With that in mind, go and lean into your God-ordained work with love and excellence today. Week 1, Tuesday. What God did not create in the beginning. Genesis 1, 27 through 28. God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it." What God created in the first 6 days is remarkable. But what's equally remarkable is what he did not create. After working for 6 days, God left the earth largely undeveloped and uncultivated. He created a blank canvas and then invited us to join him in filling it. Before God rested on the seventh day, he put a succession plan in place, calling us to create in his image, to fill the earth and subdue it. As one pastor pointed out, this is a call for civilization, not just procreation. It's a call to cultural creation. We often treat the sixth day as the end of the creation account. But day six is just the beginning. It's when God passed the baton to us and in essence said, "Go work and create like me. Show me what you can do with this blank canvas I've created for you. Fill this world with good things, just as I did in the beginning." As you go to work today, you will be filling the earth with widgets, processes, and culture. This work isn't secular, as so many have come to believe. It's sacred because it's ordained by the Creator God. So go and fill the earth confident in the belief that you are obeying God's call to create. Week 1, Wednesday. Thorns and thistles. Genesis 3, 17 through 19. To Adam, God said, "Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food." After a particularly frustrating day at the office, it can be tempting to believe that work itself is a curse, a necessary evil and consequence of living in a fallen world. But that's not at all what Scripture teaches. God himself worked, giving great dignity to our work today. Then he passed the baton of creation to us to work as his image bearers,